We're here at the final day of the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver, Colorado. With me is David Dick, who is from Sedalia, Missouri, and serves on the Federation Board of Directors. And David, what's your title there?
I am the Region 3 Federation VP, which is Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and I also serve on the Operating Committee. But I'm also the Group Chair for Public Opinion and Issues Management, so I usually don't get to sit down very often or go to bed early.
You've been a busy guy at this meeting. Let's talk about issues management. This is probably a pretty key issue for cattlemen right now. What were some of the things that were discussed?
Well, there were a lot of things that were discussed. What we looked at mostly is, you know, there's so much new media out there and different ways to communicate and extend the social communication into maybe getting our message out into venues where we haven't had it before. You know, it's pretty cost effective to do that. You know, we go through our MBA program, which, you know, if you go on the website, you can go through the course packet and graduate with your Master's of Beef Advocacy that Darren Williams does. And to be real honest, that's probably one of the better things we've done in a long time, because we've already had 800 people through the program in less than 4 months.
Wow. That is very impressive. Now, what, as far as issues management is concerned, what are the issues?
Well, there are a lot of different issues. It's whether it's a food safety issue, whether it's an animal welfare issue, whether it's an environmental issue. It's been, I'm not going to say it's a struggle to keep up, but there are many, many things that come up every day. You know, where you used to get one or two things, you know, what happened during a week. Well, now it's several things during a day from a multitude of directions, which has been the really different change. And you could always kind of knew who was going to be shooting at you. Well, now you don't know who's shooting at you and where they're shooting from. So you just kind of have to cover all the bases, and it gets tough.
When you talked about using new media, what were some of the ideas that came out of the issues management committee to use new media to help get the word out and help combat some of these people that are shooting at you?
Well, you know, we're looking at Twitter and Facebook and things like that, and you can extend your message through there, and then people that know you pick up the message, and then it goes out into another set of circles from there. And you can pretty simply, because, you know, Twitter, I believe, is just 140 characters. Right. So it's a short thing, and you can get those out there quickly. And the Facebook is all stuff that other people that know you can pick up from what you've got posted. So you can do that really easy, and the messages are simple. You know, it's not rocket science, and it's stuff people just don't think about when they get caught up in all the other, you know, quasi-political junk.
And when we talk about using Twitter and Facebook, are you going to, you know, be advocating perhaps individuals using this on their own, or also the state beef councils using it? I know that we're using it in Missouri already.
Well, we're looking at, yes, that, but we're looking at getting our producers out there and getting them to carry the message forward. Mm-hmm. You know, the farmers and ranchers of this country know what they're doing, have been doing it a long time, and are the original environmental stewards of this great land, so they need to be the ones telling the story, because it comes from them. People trust that, and they accept that a lot better. They don't think it's a message that's being put forward by a group or the group. It's how we got to do it.
And that is, not only is it cool, it is inexpensive, and that is really important right now, because probably the biggest issue here at this conference has been decline in funds.
We've got the smallest cattle herd since 1950. So, you know, collections aren't going to be what they were. They're down millions of dollars from where they were just two years ago. So you have to look at being more, not only cost effective, but really effective with what you do spend the money on. All in time, understanding that dollar is now worth about 42 cents to what it was when we started. So it's not a struggle, but it makes it interesting. And this is something that actually carries the message so much more effectively and into venues where we could never buy time. And it just is, it's so simple to do, and the people that need to tell the story are getting it done.
Very good. Thank you very much, David Dick from Sedalia, Missouri. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from Denver.